just when you think we couldn't possibly have any more political twists and turns, the Prime Minister goes and calls for a general election. Who says politics is boring? Here's a flavour of the last 48 hours.
I have just chaired a meeting of the Cabinet where we agreed that the government should call a general election to be held on the 8th of June.
I think, quite frankly, we're seeing the freezer bags come out and the deep frost button being pressed in the Assembly. And I think that that's very, very sad.
Calling of the election shows the total disregard the British government has for the talks process, for the people who live here, for the people who are relying on us, on all of us, getting the executive up and going again.
The concerning thing, really, is when you hear James Brokenshire talking about introducing legislation that will extend the deadline for the talks. That's not going to achieve anything.
What first attracted you to an election campaign against Jeremy Corbyn, Prime Minister, was the question. So I think the temptation just got too much for her.
Well, I think it is going to be very difficult in the mouth of a general election now to get an agreement, but we will be there.
If you always do what you've always done, you're only going to get what you've always got.
I'm starting straight away and I'm looking forward to it. We will take our message to every single part of this country and we'll challenge the government to debate these issues in every town and city in this country.
I'll talk to anyone that wants to talk to me at this minute in time. I want to see 18 Northern Ireland MPs sitting on the benches of Westminster arguing for the people of Northern Ireland.
Obviously, you'll be encouraging your leader to go for that pact.
Personally, I'm quite relaxed about whether there's a pact in my constituency or not. But there are discussions that are important to take place because there's a quest from unionism to have greater collaboration and greater cooperation between our parties.
They have required the support of smaller parties to get legislation.
Yeah, so one MP could make a difference, John.
If you wish to toe the Tory line in Westminster, then you will have an influence because you're towing the Tory line. We will not be towing the Tory line in Westminster, outside of Westminster.
If Sinn Féin won talks about a possible electoral pact, are the SDLP up for those talks this time round?
Well, obviously we are in inter-party talks at the minute. We can't control what issues anybody else will raise.
It wouldn't be about
the next bilateral we will have, we can't control what issues anybody else will raise.
That doesn't sound like a no then.
If they go to Westminster, they're going to shake it up. It makes a hell of a difference. And at least they're fighting for something. They're saying, right, we're going to go there because we are a Remain party.
What about the suggestion from Mark Durkin, potential for an anti-Brexit pact? Is that something that would appeal to you?
No, because Alliance will not be doing pacts with any party in any elections. It's just not how we operate.
This is an election like no other, in my opinion. It's an amazing opportunity for people in the North to come together to fight against Brexit. I mean, when you look at the damage...
Or fight for it. It depends on what side of the fence you're on.
You can't always get what you want.
But none of the commentators are suggesting that any of the smaller parties are going to have any influence on the direction of travel of a future British government in relation to Brexit. So it's a false argument.
I believe in campaigns where politicians actually get out and about and meet the voters. It's what I've always believed in. It's what I still believe in. I still do it. As Prime Minister, as a constituency MP, I still go out and knock on doors in my constituency. That's what I believe in doing, and that's what I'm going to be doing around this campaign.
The SDLP do not do electoral pacts. The SDLP fights the election on our own mandate and our own basis.
It'd be very difficult to have discussions while you're canvassing and negotiate while you're arguing against people on the doorsteps. So I suspect this will put the talks on hold for some weeks.
Do you want a unionist pact, Gregory?
When you look at the positive results that yielded last time, I think most people would say, yes, let's have some more of that.
I have a simple challenge to the opposition parties. You have criticised the government's vision for Brexit. You have challenged our objectives. You have threatened to block the legislation we put before Parliament. This is your moment to show you mean it, to show you are not opposing the government for the sake of it, to show that you do not treat politics as a game.
Are you floating the possibility of a kind of anti-Brexit pact?
It seems we're going to get another sectarian or tribal head count in this next election.
It's so very simple if people will only use their intelligence.
It's a more complicated picture than just another rerun of the referendum.
election is less than, it's only 22 hours old. Give us a chance.